Hello, everyone, and thank you for downloading The Direct Approach with British John, episode 16. This is Michael from the QCast Connection. I know you probably got a bit hopeful when you saw this episode start to download in iTunes, but as we all know, especially if you listen to Big Fatty Online, British John is, well, dead.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
I know you probably got a bit hopeful when you saw this episode start to download in iTunes.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 349 of the BFO for Friday, the 5th of June, 2009. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty is going to recap all the magical, magical things that happened on day two of the big old gay days at Disney. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going as well as Big Fatty's. Y'all, the gays, they're beginning to arrive. That's all I got to say. And, y'all, I've got the official Gay Days book over here. Let me just step over here. I don't have the good rolling chair here in the Florida. But I have got the official book, and I thought I'd just read... I thought I'd just do a little reading here while the podcast is going on. Poor Big Fatty, we don't want to listen to you read. Okay, let's see what we've got here for Friday. It's Gay Days in the Disney Hollywood Studios, y'all. And we went by the main hotel for the Gay Days stuff, the Royal Plaza Hotel. And y'all, the electricity was off. We went by about 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, and the electricity had been off since 9 o'clock that morning. There were lots of very unhappy people there. And y'all, that's where the big expo is. That's where people buy their tickets and pick up their tickets for all the different events. It's where all the pool parties are. And nobody can get to their room to check in or anything like that. So it's like, wah, wah. So I'm glad I'm not staying there. So anyway, Big Fatty, Big Fatty's got some barbecue rib in his teeth. I've already flossed, though. I don't know what's up with that. Y'all, we have been able to get the floss and the toothbrush going. Unlike that Kim Beaver who has put up, y'all, she's put a picture of a hippopotamus over there at the lodge, and it's getting its teeth brushed with some sort of floor scrubber thing, brush, broom thing, or whatever. And it's just, y'all, it's, if I didn't know better, I'd swear it was her evil cousin that put that up. But, you know, I know. Blood, you know, it's still blood. So, let's see. After the podcast last night, y'all, Big Fatty was so tired, but I did get to watch a little bit of the new Conan, the Conan O'Brien on the Tonight Show, and it was okay. I'm not going to pass judgment yet. However, I am going to yawn because I haven't yawned all day. It's the snowflake, y'all. I'm telling you. Speaking of that, y'all. Speaking of the snowflake, I got an e-letter. Let's see if I can find it here real quick. And I don't remember who it was from. But, Big Fatty, who was it from? We don't know. Oh, it was from Paul. And Paul sent me this. And Paul says, here's the definition of a Dorothy poop. And you know, y'all, that home poopers thing over there, I don't know what it is. It's not on the BFO because, y'all, I can't bring myself to list it on the BFO. So you have to go to Archer to get to that one. That's one thing you cannot get to by going to the BFO is the home poopers. But anyway, the Dorothy poop is this kind of poop always happens when you are at someone else's house. You got a poop, but you say to yourself, there's no place like home. And then Paul goes on to say, now doesn't that sound just like Archer? Hello? Y'all, I am happy to report that I think Miss Pooper, Miss West may be kicked out of the Home Poopers Club because, y'all, from what I hear, he is shatting it up in Atlanta. Y'all, I spoke to Miss West briefly this afternoon. I was in the Walmart. Ooh, and I know you're saying, Mark Friday, what were you doing in the Walmart? And, y'all, Larry Klein and I got up this morning, and we had the morning coffee, but, y'all, things weren't moving quite right, and so the coffee wasn't being effective for Big Fatty. And so we went over to the Disney Hollywood Studios, and we went in over there. Big Fatty got his annual pass, his annual pass renewed, and then they gave us a button to wear that says, I'm celebrating. And so Big Fatty's celebrating, y'all. I don't know if you knew that or not. But they only give these out to very important people. So Big Fatty is celebrating with his button. And so we went over there, and we're waiting to ride the Toy Story ride. I don't know what it's called, but it's something to do with Mr. Potato Head. And y'all, Mr. Potato Head was talking to everybody. And y'all, did you ever have the Mr. Potato Head? Y'all, Big Fatty is so old that Mr. Potato Head, when you bought it when we were children, you had to have a real potato. And you know, they didn't come with a plastic potato. That's not Mr. Potato Head. You had to stick all the body parts in a real potato, y'all. And ruin a perfectly good real potato. So anyway, but we were waiting in line, and Big Fatty had on his dark glasses, the prescription dark glasses. And y'all, we were getting ready to go inside, and I said to Larry Clash, I think I'm going to switch my glasses, which is what my mother always do. One moment, please. I'm having a fizzy beverage. But anyway, so I go to take the case, got the case open, and I go to take my regular glasses out, and y'all, one of the lens falls and hits the ground. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Y'all, my glasses fall apart only when I'm vacationing. Miss Kitty can attest to this because I believe the last time that they fell apart, I was in Copenhagen. And y'all, do you know how hard it is to find an optometrist when you don't speak the Mexican? It's very difficult, but there were some nice people who did speak the English, and they were able to find me a Mexican optometrist in Copenhagen. But anyway, so we were going to go to the Walmart because Larry Klein needed a red shirt. Y'all, you have to wear a red shirt on Saturday to the Magic Kingdom because that way people know that you're gay. And not that some people need to wear it because, you know, y'all, when you think of like that Ryan Starr Jones, you know damn good and well that she don't need, you know, people see her coming with a red shirt on and everybody immediately yells redundant, you know? And, and y'all, the same thing, it's going to be the same thing for Miss West. But anyway, so y'all, we went to the Walmart because Larry needed a red shirt and Big Fatty needed to get the glasses fixed. And we got there, I guess, about 20 minutes after 2. And so I walked into the optometry area and I said to the guy, Big Fatty has lost a screw. And he goes, yes, but what's wrong with your glasses, Big Fatty? And I said, well, the lens fell out and the screw is gone. And so he says, well, Big Fatty, you're going to have to wait until the optometrist comes back from lunch, and he'll be back between 3 o'clock and 3:10. And I went, okay, well, we're going to do a little more shopping, so we'll do that, and then I'll come back. Well, y'all, Larry Clyde was looking, picking out a shirt and everything, and I go find him, and y'all, he is just yapping away on his iPhone, and I'm like, who the fuck is he talking to? Y'all, he was recording a show. And so he was asking me questions about the podcast Gay Days. And, you know, y'all, I tried to make it easy for everybody and just send them over to the BFO where you can click up there at the top of the Fat Favorites. It's got the asterisks on there, and it says 2009 Gay Days. You can just immediately go on over there to the gate as y'all. There are new pictures posted also. And so he's talking, and then I realize he's recording the show and everything. And so, you know, this goes on. It was probably one of the longer shows he's ever recorded, y'all. And so when it was over, we said goodbye on there, and then he goes to hit stop. And, y'all, his face is so fat that it had mashed the stop button 20 seconds into the show. Wah, wah. So then he had to re-record it all again, and I had to tell him how to go to the podcast, gaydays.blogspot.com. And I tried to give the easy way, but he wouldn't. He would have nothing of it. Have nothing of it. So anyway, but we were in the Hollywood Studios on Thursday, and we did that. And y'all, then we did the American Idols, experience is what it's called. But y'all, they have the auditions for the American Idol experience, and then they have three contestants on the show, and they have three judges, and you know, one of them acts like Randy, and one of them acts crazy and tells them how pretty they are and how beautiful they look and everything like Paula, and then one is just an asshole like Simon. And but the one that was played the part of Randy Jackson's instead of Dog, it was Hey Boo Boo, Hey Boo Boo. Hey, boo-boo. And I'm like, whatever. And but it was good. And they had a little host. And y'all, it looks just like the American Idol stage. They have those same kind of fat-ass chairs that they sit in. And you're in the bottom three. Go sit in the chair on the other side of the stage. And y'all, It was well done. It was very well done. And y'all, they have a big show at the end of the day. They have preliminary shows throughout the day. Excuse me, I'm going to burp. Boom. Okay.
Excuse me, I'm going to belch.
And y'all, by the way, I have not seen the news or anything since I've been here. So as far as I'm concerned, there may have been another recording on the Richter scale out there in the Woodland Hills when the sea hag had a fall.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, speaking of that, I understand that the sea hag had a 2-year anniversarium of her podcast. I can't believe it's only been 2 years. It seems like an eternity. But anyway, we called to congratulate her and all this kind of stuff. But I really didn't know it was the 2-year anniversarium. But anyway, back to the American Idols. It was very well done. It was very professionally done. They got up. They sang. There was two guys and one girl. And one of the guys, y'all, he was much too old to be on the American Idols. One moment, please. The one that won was, he reminded me of that kind of hunky guy that sang the country music. That was on this season. I don't remember his name. It's not important, but he reminded me of him. But anyway, they have shows like at 11, 12, 1, 2, 4, and 5, and maybe 6 o'clock. And then they take the winners of each of those shows, and they bring them back for the finale, the daily finale. And they have each of them perform... you know, for the finale of the day, and the one that wins for the day gets a special pass that will let them into the front of the line at a real American Idol audition for next season. So that's kind of cool. But anyway, I don't think the guy that'll win today will make it to sing for the judges or something like that. But anyway, that being said, so we did that, and then we headed out. We went by to check on the expo, and then we did the whole Walmart thing. And then, y'all, it was off to the Animal Kingdom where we had the 4 o'clock. That's the very latest. Big party is the latest you can get a dinner reservation at the Yatin Yaki. The Yatin Yaki. And Big Friday will take a 4 o'clock reservation. And so we were doing that, and we're walking over there, and y'all, who do we see? But we see Q-Cast Michael, and we see, what's his name? From Don't Quit Your Pumpkins. Poor Big Friday, he can't remember. But y'all, it's the first time I've met this person. Whatever. I do know what his name is. It's escaped me. Patrick. How silly of me that I couldn't remember Patrick's name. Y'all, there's a picture of Patrick over at the Gay Days. He is looking very happy, by the way. But anyway, Patrick and Michael, they could not get on the Everest to ride it. Thursday was Michael's last day to work for the weekend. Anyway, he was showing Patrick around, and evidently Pumpkins, Melanie, her flight was delayed somewhere in Texas. Perhaps Bjorn has, Bjorn in Dallas has done something, or maybe Freddie in Austin, Puff Freddie in Austin, they have done something to delay Melanie's plane, so she did not make it in to see Michael's last show of the Nemo. And y'all, speaking of that, after Larry Clyde, by the way, I had ribs, and Larry Clyde had some sort of honey chicken, and he had an appetizer of pot stickers and fried green beans. And the green beans were pretty good. The pot liquors were, you know. But anyway, we were walking around on our way out, and y'all, they were, you know, all, you can tell Disney, you know, management and all, because they're always in their civilian clothes. You know, they don't have to wear a costume or anything like that. And they're happy, and everything's just jolly. And I see a Disney security guard and a couple of Disney management people over near Expedition Everest. And I say, oh, Lord, there must be something going on. There must be some sort of malady or something. And we look over, y'all, and there's the bomb-sniffing dog and the regular policeman from the local police department going through this abandoned bag. Someone had left a bag, but evidently nothing blew up. So that's good. We don't need anything blowing up except Big Friday's colon. So then after we had the meal, we went and rode one ride, the dinosaur ride. Now we are back at the Pop Century, and we are in the classic years. Oh, dear Gussie. We're in the classic years. Y'all, the vintage years are built right across the pond, but they're not open. They haven't finished them or anything. It's the black and white years, as I call them. And y'all, I don't understand that. And y'all, if you know why that is, maybe you can send Big Fatty an e-letter telling him about that. Or you could send a picture of your penis to Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty has gotten a couple more pictures of penises, and y'all, I gotta tell you, it's really quite delicious. So, don't hesitate to make Big Fatty touch himself inappropriately, and y'all, it'll excite me just as much as a daily thought of...
I know you probably got a bit hopeful when you saw this episode start to download in iTunes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.